Good morning, The Way Renovation. This is Caesar. How may I help you?
Hi, Caesar. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. I'm doing good. This is Junior. So we were just talking about you, John. My son, Caesar.
You're not Junior.
Yeah, you said
I'm not Junior. You're Junior. Oh, I said that. I'm sorry.
I heard Senior. Hey, if you feel like Junior today, Caesar, I'm not going to correct you. You know what I mean?
My son corrected me. Thank you, Caesar. And what I meant to say is I'm with Junior. I'm with him and I are in the car, so he's in speaker, and he's listening to you. Yes, he was. We are thinking of joining you, but we haven't been able to sit down and look at your parts. But the website that I have from Brand Rep, we're not happy with. But I got to be honest with you. Brand Rep, you know, they're charging me about $1,000, $800, a one-time fee. But to pay $200 a month where I, in my previous past, I haven't paid anything, that's making me think. And that's where we are, to be honest with you.
Well, I will let you know. I mean, I can understand that, but you said it very clearly. What you get from Brand Rep is no real service, I guess, after the $800, right? Have they helped you after that?
Well, no. I haven't done the $800 yet. I was only doing $300 a year with Brand Rep.
Oh, gotcha.
So now, right. So we're investigating before I go with you, and we said they do have a better, is it $800 or is it $1,000?
It's $1,000.
It's $1,000. So now they're telling me that they will do basically the same thing you're doing for $1,000. But that's just a one-time payment, right, Caesar? Or is that every year?
That's a one-time payment.
That's a one-time payment.
And another $1,000 for the website.
So a good question you should have for them is, if I give you that one-time payment, when are you going to stop? Because it's not like it's something that just you can just stop, right?
What do you mean, when are you going to stop?
Well, they're not going to work for you forever for $800 or $1,000.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. That's where we are now. You see, that's the dilemma that I am in right now. I want to make sure that I compare all my apples to apples and my, you know, oranges to oranges so that at the end of the day, you know, I don't have to complain to anybody but myself.
Right. And I'll let you know this again. I understand completely. I would compare an apple to an apple though. If you were to compare us to other people that have the same reputation as us as far as being strong marketing teams that do it on a month-to-month program. You know, I have no problem dropping some competitors. You have like Stay Listed, Apex. Those are some examples of people that do similar things to what we do. Brand Rep is not a competitor of ours because they don't get the job done like we do, which is why their price point is kind of like a false promise. If someone tried to tell you, I can do this all in one shot, then they don't know what the heck they're doing. And again, I'm just telling you as straight as I can. So,
all right. So tell me something. So tell me something. What can you do for me? What are you offering me for those $200 a month?
Remember, it was $100 Facebook ads each and every month. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
So it's $100 of Facebook ads each and every month at that price point. And then the other thing that we're doing is the full-time optimization that's needed to keep you afloat. Like, you and I both know New York is not a quiet market. If you've paid someone to do it once, to work on optimization once for you, what's going to happen is you're going to get drowned out by the other people who are doing it each and every month. I mean, it's just simple as that, right? Like that's why you need full-time service, whether it's an in-house marketer, right? You hire someone to do this specifically as their job, or you hire a service provider like us that does this consistently for you. I mean, it's basically, I mean, the biggest question is, what do you feel is worth the investment for your company's well-being, right? Is it someone who's going to give you white glove service or someone who's going to promise you the world in one shot as if New York is not a competitive market?
I see. Okay, $100 just for the for Facebook ads and stuff like that. I mean, we did that once before, and it did not work for me. I mean, I guess I could hit that again. But isn't that still on, Caesar, or no?
We don't have Facebook ads running.
We don't have Facebook ads running right now. Yeah, because last time we tried it, we didn't hit anything, right?
Let me ask you this. Did you have a marketing team do the Facebook ads, or who did the Facebook ads? Was it Brand Rep?
Caesar, my son.
Yeah, No, no, no. I did them, but I don't even use Facebook, and I wasn't trans at all, so they probably were highly ineffective ads.
don't discount yourself, Cesar. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast, right? Like, I mean, we have 10,000 clients nationwide. We understand the nature of the beast of both Meta marketing and also Google marketing. But, you know, like I said, Cesar, if you thought that, like, we were trying to swindle you for $300, I will let you know it's not worth our reputation, right? This is the price that gets the job done.
No, that's not at all. That's not my thinking. I know that, just like me, I think I'm a good roofer, right? And, like everybody, you know, they're going to try me and they're going to go ahead and they're going to probably get through two more roofers. And, you know, sometimes I'm the best and sometimes I'm the worst. Sometimes they tell me, oh, you're too expensive. Sometimes they say, oh, you're too cheap. Sometimes they sit right in the middle.
That's
you know,
fair.
So, I understand that. That's the way it's supposed to be. But I stand behind my reputation. Right now, I have no complaints with Better Business Bureau, and I tell my customers that I have an 8+ rating. And when they check me out, because they just don't go for what I say. They check me out and they see, oh wow, Cesar, you're right. You do have very good reputations. So they don't mind paying the extra money. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't been able to do that. For you, I don't know what your reputation is like. I'm only listening to what you're saying to me, and I'm listening to what Cesar's saying to me, and he's leaning forward towards you. He's really leaning forward. So, and because of Cesar, most likely I will give you guys a shot. But I just want to do for my own self, my homework, just to make sure, you know, what you guys are rated at. You guys got any complaints?
Of course we
have
complaints.
Do you have any complaints?
We have 10,000 clients nationwide. We definitely have complaints. our ratio of happy people versus complaining people is incredibly high. We still have an A+ on the BBB because over the last 3 years we had like 10 complaints out of, you know, again, thousands of clients. So yes,
of course you have a lot more clients.
Right.
You have a lot more clients than I do, and I'm happy for you. Congratulations. And hey, listen, if I had 10 complaints and 100,000 clients, I'd be happy too. So that's okay.
Trying to give you a dig. I was just saying, with Brand Rep, did they tell you that their minimum package is a 6-month retainer?
No, because we have Brand Rep. We have Brand Rep for 5 years already.
And you're still using Brand Rep. Got it. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yes. Brand Rep is, again, I was just paying them the low monthly fee because, again, if I don't understand something too much, I don't want to invest in something that I don't understand. Now that my son is working with me, and I want him, you know, he's going to go to college, and I'm pushing him to do all the things that I can't do, you know, and that's why I want him to be my marketing team, you know. My insight, but while I'm with him now, I want him to learn all that because one day I'm gonna be gone. He's the one who's gonna have to make decisions, you know. But as for now, I wanna see that we could both make the best decision out there. You follow me?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, again, I appreciate everything that you're talking about. Like, I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to twist your arm or anything like that. I just, you know, we're very comfortable with. Understanding what Brand Rep does, we have a pretty strong understanding of their operation and, you know, how we excel versus them. But again, totally get it. If that you just want to stay with the status quo, that's okay too. You know, we just want to provide you a resource that can help the growth. If that's what you're looking for, is more of the growth chain that we can provide.
Of course. That's what I'm looking for, the growth change. Where is your company located? Where's your main office?
Fountain Valley. We're basically about 20 miles from Brand Rep. They're located in Santa Ana.
Okay. Yeah, I know. There's for some reason, I get a lot of people from California, and I'm in New York.
So I will tell you this. Off the record, we know Brand Rep very closely because the leader of Brand Rep used to be an employee of ours.
Okay.
Way back in the day.
Okay.
But that's off the record. Don't try to start telling stories that John told you all these things. I'm just letting you know that.
No worries, John. No worries, John. So again, I'm on the road, so let me get back to doing what I'm doing. So Cesar and I are gonna meet this last time, and he's gonna show me everything that you have shown him in the office, and then maybe you'll hear from him tomorrow that we could sign up, all right? But I have to take a look one more last time.
No worries. I appreciate you, Caesar. And even if you decide not to go forward, again, we'll part as friends. Not a problem, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.